Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Robin in Wisconsin has a question about flooring. How can we help you?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under, or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
How much glue are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, inches of it, or just some areas of, like, slight unevenness?
Just little areas of unevenness, and we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Oh, my goodness. And sanding it is only going to find, like, gunk up all your sandpaper and gunk up your hand sanders. I mean, it only sort of reactivates the glue. It's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So generally, with a vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside. Some might recommend something. Most of the times, I'd say just follow the manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for their product. But for the most part, with the vinyl plank, you're not going to need any sort of underlayment. Those will either usually overlap and adhere to one another with a double-sided tape, or they'll click and lock. It really depends on which product you're working with. But I would say if it's a thinner vinyl plank and you get a lot of flex to it, you might see areas of more thickness of the adhesive. But if it's a bit more rigid vinyl plank, I think you're going to be able to go right over that and not worry about it.
Oh, perfect. Great. Thank you for your help.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.